Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit chat. This sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well, I do.
Why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
Now,
so I just went to see Joe, and I fully expected because it's. This is an unexpected nice morning in Britain. We've got the sun out. Oh, yeah. And I tell you what, it just makes things so much nicer. Like, I've just enjoyed waking up. Everyone in the house is in a good mood just from having the sun. That's why Britain is such a schizo country. But I expected Joe to be in, like, a dressing gown. He's not. But then it got me thinking, are you guys a dressing gown, slippers type of person? Now, for you, Jack, I imagine, have you had in your past a character dressing gown, like a Del Boy or something like that, or you just know, do you just not go with a dressing gown whatsoever?
I used to a dressing gown. For some reason, I've stopped. I've stopped since comedy, because I used to I used to get up in the morning and like have to have like my coffee and like
do like part of the routine,
get ready for work, do that in a dressing gown. And now I'm just, I don't really do the dressing gown thing anymore. I'm big into slippers though.
Yeah. Novelty slippers or just functional pair of slippers?
No, it's proper stylish.
Yeah. I've got the M&S moccasins. I love them. Swear by them.
Can't stand treading in wet with socks on.
No, you don't abide by that.
Well, it actually makes me like angry. Like proper, like if I did that, you fucking guys. Slightly damp sock.
I double dressing gown. I've got a gown for when I get out of the shower, and I've got a gown for when I'm chilling in the morning.
You double gown?
I double gown. Not at the same time. I have two gowns. They both have specific purposes. Yeah. But I suppose with the comedy, we don't come home from a day's work, have a shower, and then have an evening at home, do we? No. We have the whole day at home. So, I mean, actually, if you were a comedian, you probably just would wear the dressing gown all day to then take off to then get changed and go and gig. And that's a weird existence, I believe.
It's quite a provocative garment, I think, the dressing gown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, what does it exude? Does it exude, well, I suppose, like, what's his name? Hugh Hefner. I know it's a smoking jacket, but it's essentially a dressing gown. You knew what he was up to.
As soon as you said you got out of the shower and wore a dressing gown, I just sort of pictured you just... That's nice. You're like swinging the robe, just like a sort of like slightly burlesque manner.
Yeah. I've been known.
You know exactly what's going on under here.
It is, isn't it? It's quite, what's going on under there?
I think Tom's making it abundantly clear.
He's just had a shower. He's very wet.
Yeah, because even when I used to like fit people's carpets, and there was like just a dressing gown on, there's always that element of what's going on there, mate. We're just one like bit of material away from me standing here with a naked man. Come on, let's sort this out now. Come on.
Really? Did you used to get that when people were just like walking around in like bed clothes and shit?
Yeah, man. People. But like, yeah, people don't. You go through so many different extremes of customers, like the, especially
like the area. Some people suited and booted. The carpet man's coming.
For some people, it's like it's been in a diary for months. Like today's the big day. You pull up. The man's already. You know, like it's usually like middle aged men, but not much else on. They're like they've coned off a parking space.
Oh, I love the house that.
For you. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, they're super, super. They thought about access. You can get around the back. You can get around the back. And then other people knocking the door. They go, "Oh yeah, I forgot." And it's always a classic. Was we've moved everything we could out of the room. And you think what? Well, what was it? A cup? You've moved fucking nothing. It used to drive me mad. It used to drive me fucking mental. Just like, you do know carpet goes on the floor. Yeah, because there's no floor space here. Like, what?
I was going to say, you're surely not licensed to move anything big, are you? Because
yeah, well, you got liability, haven't you? But it's like, it's just some people.
The effort that you have to now have to move stuff out of the room.
And just to sort of like, could you imagine like if, you know, like generally like a bedroom, it gets messy under the bed, doesn't it? No matter how the stuff gets under the bed, and you don't want to think, oh, what's under the bed? You don't. I mean, if I went under my bed now, I'd go, oh, I forgot about that. I thought that was there. Do you know what I mean? It's that sort of, I'm a tidy person, but under the bed is like, you know, it's anything goes, right?
Yeah.
But like, so like when you have someone around to fit your carpet, would you not be thinking, oh shit, I better check? You know what I mean? They just leave it as is, and they're just thinking, right, you crack on in there, I'll be, do you know what I mean? It's like,
my mum and dad, right? All sorts. My mum and dad have got a cleaner, and they clean the house before she comes.
Oh yes,
yeah. Yeah, that's the basic.
they were doing it last night. We've got the cleaner coming in the morning, so yeah, we better just wipe down.
Like, yeah, no, exactly.
Pull an all-nighter.
I do it on holiday. I tidy up for cleaners. I don't want to see.
That's true, actually. Yeah, I don't want to. That much like seeing under my fucking bed. I don't want them seeing how I actually live.
No, exactly. People have no shame. People actually don't like you, the weird and wonderful things you'd see in going into people's houses all the time. You know me, I'm slightly irritable. You know what I mean? And just generally, this one used to annoy me. Like family of like teenagers, right? Yeah. And you'd be doing like the stairs and landing or whatever, right? And there would just be like a teenager in bed, just in bed. We get the carpet fitted today, get the fuck out. Right, and they're just sort of there, just sort of like just in bed, and then they open the doors, go for a piss, and they don't even acknowledge in their dressing gown, and they don't even like acknowledge her. They just walk on, go, fucking. Do you know what I mean?
This kid doesn't care about treading him wet, mate. He's treading him wet all day long.
And this is, I say again, this is. I'm still on moaning about the modern world, by the way.
Oh right,
haven't spoken for a week. Just still the same exact same conversation.
I'm thinking this right. This book I was going for a little while now. I think if you listen to the early episodes, I was like an optimistic comedian in his early 30s, and now I'm this fucking pessimistic, wrong side of the. I mean, nearer 40, just moaning. Real me. This is the real me.
Oh, God, all my dreams are coming true. This is horrible.
It's not that. I'm happy. It's out there. It's out there. That's the problem. I was even thinking this one today. I was thinking this, right? This is like, you know, the 20th century, right? It was like, yeah, they were breaking new grounds. It was like revolutionary times, like with music, right? Right? You had things like Queen, right? Scaramouche, can you do the Fandango? Like, what the? Well, now we've got George Ezra going right. green grass, blue sky.
I don't like.
I've got two unfair examples there.
Yeah,
that's not far off. Dogs go woof, cows go moo. In my green grass, blue sky. Fucking hell! It's the same
what you see as music, isn't it?
Yeah. You had Oasis, cigarettes and alcohol. Yeah.
That would say what you're thinking.
Yeah. George Ezra. Bikini bottoms, lager tops. Lager tops.
Right, so this week's vendetta has clearly been George Ezra.
Yeah, what's he done to you? Have you bumped into
lager tops? Bloody hell. Oh, George, you little tinker. Bloody tops. Were you George Best?
I was thinking this the other day, like, just of how creative people were with nothing. Like, if you think of Mozart and stuff, creating all that music, but he didn't have any, like, you know what I mean? He didn't have an iPhone. Like, he just didn't have logic. He just came up with that off the top of his dome. And you're just like,
there he is. Oh, nothing. Yeah,
wrote it down.
Yeah, brilliant.
And gave it someone else and they played it. Fucking amazing.
Brilliant. Yeah, I bet he was a bit rock and roll, old Mozart. I bet he was a bit.
He was young, wasn't he? Was he really young when he first, like, composed? I don't know if he went off. I don't know if he ended up going all Amanda Bynes. You know, he was one of them, you know, them Nickelodeon child stars that just go off at the deep end. Britney's the main example. The Disney kids that went wrong, you know.
Yeah,
I don't. That's the thing.
Mozart. He's one of them. He's losing it.
Too much too soon. Would you have coped as a child star, Jack?
No.
No.
I'm not coping as an adult star, mate.
Mozart died young, like, was already dead by at this point in our life. He died at like 35.
Oh, he did a Jesus.
I take that back, by the way.
So he did go off the rails a little bit.
I refer to myself as a star there. I want to take that back.
No. Clip that up.
Just for
put
the record,
it out.
I don't consider myself a star.
Jack Skipper, adult star. What a lot like, of a star joke. As well.
Bloody, I've got a few followers on TikTok. Oh, God, I'm a star.
Oh, I'm getting pestered every couple of weeks.
Yeah, I am Britney. I'm
free Jack Skipper. Yeah.
But no, I don't. Yeah, I don't think I'd cope as a child star.
I'm glad you said star. I don't think I'd cope as a child tonight.
I struggled as a child, to be honest.
Jack is an 8-year-old, half stressed, smoking a rollie at the end of the day. Fucking sats are getting to me.
I think, like, childhood, it's such an innocent, happy time, isn't it?
Mm.
Put into shit like that. I mean, like, that's no way. What are you doing to that child, man? Do you mean, I think I've said it on here before, haven't I? Like, about, like, you know, when you're a child and, like, the most important thing in your life is crisps. Like, it's so, like, it's the best thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I have a penguin? Yeah.
What's your favourite flavour of crisps?
Mine.
Love this. Yeah. This is one of the country's best MCs. This is how you get the conversation going.
Absolutely.
Prawn cocktail's good, isn't it?
Yeah, you're just going for your classic Walkers.
Yeah.
What are you saying, Joe?
I'm a big fan at the moment of the punchy paprika Walkers. It's good business.
I only said that
because I knew it was going to annoy you.
Yeah, it smacks of pretentiousness and a general feeling of that you're better than people.
Imagine you went do you want a bag of crisps, mate? Yeah, everybody punchy paprika. Fuck
off. Oh, yeah.
What? No, plain. So I got.
Yeah. I've got plain or a bit unplain.
Yeah.
Steak McCoy's.
Yeah, I mean, they're an elite crisp, are they? Yeah, they are. They're a good crisp.
And it's the ridges. What is it? Why do ridges make crisps taste better?
Well, let me tell you a little something about the punchy paprika. They are ridged to F, mate. They're good business.
Why the ridge? Is it just the sensation that it has in your mouth?
I think, you know what else is good about it? You get more grip. That's what they're designed for, I think.
Yeah.
More purchase on that.
So if you're climbing up a mountain with one hand, the other one you can be eating crisps.
Look at these crisps sliding out of my hands. Boys are like, we need crisps with more grip.
Yeah, you're not climbing a mountain with a packet of Discos, mate. It's nothing there.
They're crumbling in the hand under the pressure. Not happening. Yeah,
exactly. No, but I think, so that was back in the day when, say, Life is simple. Life is about Christmas. I don't know. That's happened this week, actually. The most, I think I know what the most entertaining thing in the world is.
Right. It's not George Ezra, is it? No.
I feel bad. I'm not having a go at George Ezra.
It's not a great song. I think he's produced a lot better.
There you go. There we go.
Oh, right, it's balanced. That's good.
That's covered. So thank George, you, come on to the podcast. No.
Come on the podcast and defend yourself. Defend your songwriting ability, George. Come on.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I think I've discovered the most entertaining thing in the world, right? It's because we live in a modern world where people are saying devices are taking over, you know, everyone's a team. But, right, that moment when you look outside your front window and see and or hear your neighbours having a domestic. No device will distract you. From like when the family gathers around the front window and sees the woman over the road verbally abuse her husband, it's like, yes, ooh, you are out there. You know what I mean? Nothing distracts you from that.
I mean, it's much better than any soap could produce.
Oh, mate, it's like literally everyone just runs to the window, don't they? Like, ooh. But I was watching it the other day, it was so good. He was in the. There was on the other side of the road, shouting across the road. He's trying to walk away from her, but she's shouting from the other side of the road. But I was like, "This is brilliant."
Did she shout anything really personal and cutting?
Oh yeah, it was one of those. Turn that telly down. Turn the telly down. Oh, it was brilliant. That's entertainment.
That's what Weller was singing about all those years ago.
Yeah, he was. That is brilliant. Is that or anywhere, isn't it? When you see an argument or see, you're like, ooh. I mean, it's so good, isn't it?
There was one at the swimming pool the other day between a man and a woman that didn't know each other. And
swimming pool, love. Yeah. What, were they swimming or were they parents?
They were parents. It was after swimming lessons. So Elsa was, she was in the changing room. And I was outside, and I just heard, and then she just poked her head out the door and just went, "What's the tea?" And I went, "I'm trying to find out, but you're not getting, if you were ready, we could be over there watching now." But all I can hear is raised voices and they're shouting at each other.
Is that a thing though? So, and you always try to do the thing where, like, you know, say like the, say the argument's going on in the cafe area. You're like, "Oh, I'll get a cup of tea."
So, it's only a bit peckish.
Just loitering around the sort of thing on here then. So good. I absolutely love it. It's my favourite thing.
Whereas frustratingly, a person shouting at someone on the phone annoyed, you're like, I've only getting one side of the argument. You know, when you're on a train. Yeah. Like, I told you. And you're like, what did you tell? You need to speak in full answers here. Because we're not getting their version of the events.
Well, that's where I got my inspiration. You know, our sketch, the done well, the complainers one.
Yes.
Right. I was on a train and there was a woman, she was complaining, right? And I hated her, right? She was complaining about a prize she won.
What?
It was a thing. She'd won something. And then she goes, I'm just be honest with you, I'm just not really happy with the, you know, can I speak to? I was like, you've no shame as well. You're doing this on a train where everyone can hear you. Moaning.
Do you know what the prize was? Did you find it out?
No, I couldn't work out what it was. But it was
people talking loud on the train annoys me anyway. But like, because there's a certain level of like, because I hate answering the phone on the train.
In
general, I hate people hearing me. But some people don't give a fuck. I was on the train a few months ago, and there was like an old bunch of people, and I think it was someone's, but oldish, you know, like sort of 50s. And they'd got, it was like 10 in the morning. They'd already got like the gin and tonics out and stuff. It was all quite nice, but they were having a very civil conversation. Then this woman answers the phone and then proceeds to tell the business of like, it's like, yeah, we're having a little celebration because Jean's finalizing the divorce today. So we're sort of going up with her to the quiz. Yeah. Why are you telling the entire fucking train?
Yeah.
Nuts.
Oh, yeah. That is horrible, isn't it? But things are, if you eavesdrop on that, at least that's a bit interesting. Do you know when someone is talking on the train? And it's on the phone, and it's just fucking drivel. It's just like, what? Who needs to hear this? Even the person at the other end of that phone is going, "What are you? Why do we need to do this now?"
Yeah.
And also, what's it now with just like I've done, but like I just, you know, we do this thing with people. Like I was in like a basically it was the buffet when I was in Dubai, and there's a woman just like FaceTiming while she's eating. Have you ever seen this?
Yeah.
It's like there's not much of a conversation going on. They're just sort of looking and going,
I did a gig recently. It was probably about a couple of years ago now. But, and the gig was an early finish. And I got to the hotel and was like, oh, I'm hungry now. So I went and found a curry house in town. It was a Saturday night, I remember, because I was doing a gig in the same place on the Sunday. Yeah. And I had this curry, and the curry house was quite empty. And I remember just sitting and setting up YouTube on my phone and sitting eating. And I thought, I wonder if I look weird to someone. And I was like, no, because like what I think sitting in silence by myself would be weirder. At least I've given myself some entertainment.
I just realized you are the bloke I was moaning about.
I wasn't FaceTiming anyone.
But please tell me you had AirPods in.
It wasn't loud. I had headphones in. Yeah, God, yeah. Or I listened to poker clips and that, you don't really need the commentary.
No, I do think there's something to be said, though, for that, like, you know, as a comedian as well, right?
Yeah.
Just have a look about. Just have a little, just have a look, observe.
True.
I'm getting better at it now because I've numbed that, you know what I mean? Because I'm just all distracted all the time.
Mm.
You look, head up, look out. You could have had a 10-minute bit on curry houses, Tom.
I know. My dad yesterday went, did you not see me today? I went, what? He went, I beat you. I was at the lights. You walked past me. You had your headphones on and you were looking at your phone. I was like, oh, I didn't see
you. I'm not having a, you know, we all do.
No. You can't have a go at me any more than I have a go at myself.
What was you listening to? George Ezra?
Yep, green, green grass, blue, blue sky, which is a perfect way to describe this morning. Well done, George. Absolutely, Team Ezra.
Oh, yeah. Just get off them phones, guys. Oh,
no, but it is a thing where I'm just like, oh, like I said, like when me and Joe went and saw Chappelle, we off our phones for 4 hours, and I felt really proud of myself. I was like, oh, that's good.
You felt proud of yourself someone else locked up your phone.
Yeah. But that's what it takes.
That's so well.
You know, you just go, even when you go, right, I'll put a podcast on, put the phone down, and I'll sort of meander around, do tasks. Yeah. You do that, and then suddenly you'll hear, and you're like, right, should I check that? And I'm like, you don't need to check it. You don't need to check it. And that's when I realized when I, like, having the internet on a computer, like going, oh, I better log on to the computer just to see if I've got emails or something like that. Like, what a time that was, because it was just that in between time of we're going back to the old devices thing, but going back to a time where you had to work for it and it not just be there.
Checking.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was nice. Or, yeah, you log on, go to an internet cafe on holiday.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know about Chris Benoit for a week. I was on holiday in Spain and I saw a newspaper. I went, what's he done? And then I rang my mum, and my mum went, oh, did you hear about you like wrestling? One of your wrestlers has killed his entire family. I was like, what? Oh, my God.
Missed out on that.
That's
a bit more than a bit of domestic outside your front window, isn't it?
No, exactly. That was pay-per-view. That was,
bloody hell. I remember being in Greece in 2000, and I remember the news that Nasty Nick had been cheating on Big Brother.
Oh yeah, that was like
a big lie. That was like that was pre-internet. It was like internet was that no one cared. It was like we had to go out and get the paper.
Yeah,
get the paper. We finally was scared. But that was good times, man.
Oh man, I had the best night that night because I was on holiday with my family. We were like in Bournemouth or something. We went to like a end of the pier show, fucking quality. Joe Pasquale opened, Jane McDonald headlined. Go back to the hotel and I watched the full episode of Big Brother where Nasty Nick gets called out. That was one of the greatest days. I don't think that'll ever get topped.
You just summed up that era.
Yeah. Pasquale McDonald double bill. That's
a big double bill though, isn't it?
Pasquale opening. Like what?
Yeah, Jane McDonald's the headline actor. That was big. It was just after that cruise show.
What was it though? Like it wasn't.
Jane McDonald doing a blue hour about exposing the crew. It was just her singing a bunch of songs, and Pasquale did half an hour. It's fucking wicked.
Am I right?
Let me tell you something about T&O.
And she'd have definitely been able to do 10 minutes on cruise ships. She didn't have a mobile back then. She would just be looking up, and
she knew. Go on phones. Go. I've had some going through the comments. So keep out the comments, right? But this one, right? I did this ad, right, for a company. I won't bother naming them. Big company, though, right? So that's that's how I paid the bills. And
why he's an adult star.
There you go. and people commenting, going, and I'm out my depth here, right? So I don't know, but right, they were going, this company supports genocide. I was like,
oh my God. Wow.
That means you support Jen. I was like, I don't even know
who this genocide is. Yeah. Irish girl, is she?
Oh yeah. I mean, I like a bit of Phil Collins, Tom. But I've never listened to genocide.
I love genocide, I love Slipknot, System of a Down. Right, Jack Skipper does not support genocide. We'll just quickly get that.
I don't even know what it fucking is. How can I support it?
I'm a Palace fan. Yeah, yeah.
If you responded with that, do you support genocide? No, a Palace. Born and bred.
Man and boy.
Who manages them now? Who's who?
Warnock's just retired, isn't it? Just changed the subject completely.
Genocide? No, 11 aside.
Very good. Very good. There you go. The lighthearted side of genocide.
War crimes.
I'm so tempted to call this episode the lighthearted side of genocide. I can't. No, it's not happening.
Sounds like a Pink Floyd album.
I'm calling it Treading and Wet. That's what we're thinking with.
Treading and Wet.
Yeah, but the fucking hell, people going in the comments, they're brilliant. I could be bothered anymore. I think I could literally just pull up all the best comments, couldn't I?
Oh, it's amazing. I've been doing some stuff for a big comedian recently. I've been making content for them, and so I've been running their social media, seeing some of the content, seeing some of the comments. Like some of them are just like a lot of them are just hate and just like dickheads, but some people are just like, with all due respect, I've seen this video before. It's not all for you, Maureen.
Yeah.
So weird.
Do they comment? They must like, don't go on YouTube, that person, because there's just heaps of stuff that they would have seen before.
Yeah. It's just stuff that already exists and then is now a video.
Yeah. A lot of stuff is recycled anyway and put out. Like,
TikTok generally, you know, it's this thing of like, it's big in like, for me, well, for me anyway, like, especially in stand up, like, you know, the owning your material, and if anyone nicks it, it's like, it's like a thing, it's like a big no no, isn't it?
You know what I mean?
It being like social media, it's just an accepted, you just take that and you just do it as well. Like, keep seeing this thing, it's an observation, obviously, someone's made, and it's a video. Like when that friend who can't walk straight. Have you seen this like a viral clip of a guy walking down the road and his mate's constantly leaning into him? Good observation. We've all got one of those
friends. Yes.
I've
seen it about 8 times, and each video is like you know what I mean, like fucking does really well. So there's no like, you know, in stand up comedy you'll go, oh, someone's got a bit on whatever, like someone's got a bit on toasters, and you go, oh, that's that toaster bit. You then can't go and do the same observation on it and just go, yeah, this, I'm just going to do that as well now. You got to come up with a new angle. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's amazing.
I can do that exact thing.
Like the music side of like Instagram and TikTok and stuff, it's like what I see the same joke about how good the hold music for, or the pause music on GoldenEye was. I've seen that joke done by about a million people. But what so many people do, like musicians, like drummers or whatever, they make one joke and then every video is the exact same joke, but just they're using a different song. It's intolerable. And like, you know, like 2 million followers and stuff, and it, like every video has gone through the. People just want the same thing over and over again. Just happy to see nothing.
Yeah, yeah. That's why this we'll just plow on about the same stuff every week. So exactly. we've done Ezra this week. Next week, Paolo Nutini's getting it.
I don't mind a bit of Paolo, to be fair.
Well, okay, and that is how you subvert expectations. That's what makes us different. That's what makes this podcast so good.
Yeah, exactly.
Cooper likes Nutini. Who saw that coming?
But we'll go over old ground for a little while now. It'd just be generally me moaning about the modern world and and devices, and just to get it flushed out of my system.
Well, but have you ever been ghosted by anyone, Jack?
No, I've not been ghosted, but I've had that thing where you feel like this is like a non-relationship sense of the word, just like with mates or whatever, right? Where you feel you're not that person's priority anymore. Do you ever get that sort of thing? Do you know what I mean? Where it's like if they say the people in your WhatsApp list are a league, you can feel yourself dropping points.
Oh,
because they're not responding as quick. Do you know what I mean? You're like going, you've got other. This doesn't. You used to be right back on this. Do you know what I mean? You used to come straight back, and now I've had that.
Yeah, I think were you talking about it from a romantic point of view, Joe?
Yeah. This was ages ago, but I got ghosted by a girl. We'd had a date, and it went really well. We'd organised a second date, and then in between the first and second date, she ghosted me. It was funny because it was just like such a weird thing to get ghosted, to like have like a conversation that's like really nice and flowy and open, and then they just go nah. And that's what you can do in the modern world. You can just put your phone down and ignore the person.
Yeah.
And so like before we were supposed to meet up, I was like, okay, maybe I'll play this cool and like not get back in touch with her. And then I'll just message her the day before, say, hey, you still want to grab a drink? She didn't get back to me. And so then what I did was like her name was, let's call her Jody. That was her name. And I Googled tattoo of the name Jody. And I found a picture of a guy who had Jody tattooed on his hand. And I sent her a picture of it. I said, oh, I think I might have jumped the gun with this. Never got back. Probably blocked immediately. Like, never mind.
What? I mean, that weird decision. But
no, it was such a weird decision. I wanted to go out on a laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. Just for you, though.
If she was the one, would have made her laugh, and she'd have got back at that.
I don't think Jodie Marsh is for you, mate.
No. Different world. She mixes in different circles. What led to the like? Was there a message you sent, and then you look back and it went, oh, maybe that was a bit too.
Oh, no, not really. It was just like a normal conversation, I think.
Is that a sign of like?
I think that's just a modern thing, though. You can
rather than it's a lack of confrontation, isn't it? It's rather than actually saying, "Oh, I'd rather not do this again." You just go completely silent, and that's it.
And because I don't think you would take it worse, but in their mind, it's not them going, "I fucking hate this guy. I'm gonna fucking ignore him." It's them being pussies, effectively, and going, "I just don't want to deal with it. I don't want to get it out of my mind." Do you know what I mean? Is that sort of thing? But just to be the recipient of it just feels so much worse.
It was a risk and it didn't pay off.
Didn't pay off. All will be off.
But yeah, I appreciate the effort that went into doing that joke.
Yeah. But you have put it out there and there's like it's no feedback. You probably made it worse yourself, exactly. Joe. I'm not going to lie.
Almost certainly. Doesn't matter. No, I mean, this was a long time.
I did not like for her, but like you send your mind into that thing where you're going, you just got to do that. You know what? Right. It's an old thing, but it's treating men, keep them keen. It works. You don't get what you say.
That's ghosting, is it? So was she not treating Joe mean? and keeping him keen.
He was keen.
It does work. Really? I suppose you're going cold, doesn't it? It does that work. Like if you're really warm and then go really cold. Like,
but it is unfair because, you know, people have that thing. You know, there's the whole like kind of attachment. What do they call it? Attachment anxieties. Is it
anxious attachment?
Yeah, I think there's that. Yeah, oh yeah, and it's that thing. You know, if it's not nice for that person, you'll go, oh, what do you mean? And sometimes it's not even that they want that person. That it's just that, but there's something inbuilt in them, knowing. Do you know what I mean? It's like it's not fair. It's not good, guys. Don't do it.
No,
don't do it.
But treat them mean, keep them clean.
And that's the message of Jack Skipper's voice,
I think the way the best
very
way to summit,
confusing message.
Don't turn up outside their house with a boombox playing George Ezra. That's what you don't do.
Yeah. The best way to sum it up is green, green grass. Blue, blue sky. La-di-da-di-da. Let's all have a lovely time.
That's good, Jack. You've turned around on Ezra.
There you go. I pretty cheer me up now. I'm going, you know, maybe I should just do it more. Yeah. That's probably the funny thing about that song. He probably wrote that thinking this will make people happy, and it's really pissed me off. Fucking green, fucking grass and blue sky. Pissed me right off, that is. Fucking up.
I fucking love how angry you're getting about Ezra. Oh, the most inoffensive artist, I think, in the country. Nice, handsome boy playing simple songs.
It's like, pissed me off, man. I emceed the Comedia Brighton last night.
Oh, nice.
How was that?
That's a bloody nice comedy club, isn't it?
Yeah.
Comedia Brighton. That's lovely. It's really, really nice.
That was one of the first ones I did where I was like, oh, I feel like a proper comedian. I was only doing like the open spot years ago. And I just remember turning up and I was amazed that they had pots of sweets in the dressing room. Someone was like, oh, because obviously the sugar, and then you get a sugar rush and you go on stage and you catch them up. I was like, all right. So I always remember that. So that's why I always think, make sure that I've got enough sugar, enough, you know. That's why I always carry my emergency can of Red Bull before a gig if I need to break, if in doubt.
You're Jamie Vardy it.
Yeah, absolutely. Jamie Vardy it. Yeah.
I'm not sure if it was them sweets or that gram of cocaine, but I'm feeling
oh yeah, you were in Brighton. Yeah.
It could have been that wine gum or but I'm feeling
a bit of extra pep about me.
But that's the sort of new acts slash night, isn't it, really? How are the acts? I'm expecting you to slag them up. Right. I've got some notes.
Ronnie O'Sullivan and the new generation.
I don't need competition.
Yeah.
they were nothing compared to me. the MC just taking over.
As he's about to bring an act, Todd just goes, right, I'm sorry about this, but I've got to bring another act. I am sorry.
I'll stay on up, good. I really will. But sorry. This isn't come back on. Is that in your way? Is it? Let's get them off. No, it's good, man. It's great seeing.
They get a big laugh and cheer, and you just poke your head out of a curtain. Oh, sorry, I thought they wanted me back. Sorry. Carry on.
Somebody say my name.
You rang.
But it was great. It was great, man. Good to see the. I'm going. You know, we spoke a while ago about me seeing parts of the UK.
Mm. Where's he going now?
No, first time ever. I'm going to Liverpool.
Oh yes.
Oh really? Nice.
I've been in Liverpool. I'm excited about that.
Oh, you'll love it.
Gotta say, hands down, best accent in the UK.
Well, I mean, I hear it every day because my wife's from Liverpool.
but you don't look at them proper Liverpool. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, like intense. Yes. Liverpool.
I like it. I only went to Liverpool for the first time last year. And I heard a guy walk past me. I was sat outside a restaurant and he just walked past me and went, them burgers look fucking amazing. And I just, oh, I love
did he say
that.
It to you?
No, he was talking to his mate, but it was like, but it's that sort of that accent that sort of sounds like it's breathing in your ear.
Yeah,
big, it's fucking amazing.
Oh, good. I love proper love that one. Great accent, that one.
So just quickly, it's breaking news. Just says breaking: music legend dies age 82. It's not a Beatle, is it, Joe?
No, I think McCartney's 80. No, it would. It would. No, if not music legend. The headline would be McCartney or Ringo.
Well, it's quite a clickbaity. It's quite a clickbaity.
Yeah, exactly. Headline, it's not. It? I don't think it'd be someone that's written a couple of iconic songs. I reckon. What are we saying?
What are we saying? Let's have a look.
Classic. I'm going. On his what's phone. His name?
I'm going for Wonder. Wonder.
No, Wonder? No, Stevie Wonder's the headline. There, not music legend. Definitely not. Mm. I'm going the guy that wrote American Pie. I can't remember his name.
Oh yeah,
Don McLean.
Don McLean. Yeah, I reckon it's him.
It's Mike Pinder, the founding member of the Moody Bloods. Yeah.
Right. There we go. I mean, that's sad.
It's sad, but yeah, it's not gonna ruin my day.
I do like that you checked with me just in case it was a Beatle. Like, no, you're gonna be all right here, mate.
Yeah, just for us. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Our thoughts are with Mike Pinder.
Yes, and his family, yeah.
See, Tom, if you weren't always on your phone, we would have kept the upbeat nature of this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
That came up on the laptop.
Oh, okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, to be fair.
Bloody modern technology.
Yep, so that was that scrolled up on the laptop alert. So, yeah, you're right. Sorry. He'd still be with us. In our minds, he'd still be with us. But the reason I did that is because I thought if that is... breaking news, and that would be something. Then we'd have this would be posterity. Do you know, like Howard Stern on 9/11, where he's doing the radio show, and someone's like, "Oh my god!" And it's all filmed, and he must be one of the only people that has like live footage of him whilst it was happening. Whereas nowadays, if something happens, you've got millions of streamers that are doing things right now, react to things.
Yeah.
So yeah,
but it's really made the podcast.
Nice one bringing up 9/11, right? It's just we were trying to turn around the energy there, Tom.
I found a way you can bring it back round.
Ezra saved the date again.
Oh,
there we go.
What a boy. Would there be a licensing issue if we played us out with that, Joe, or not?
This is what we're going to go. I'm going to go out on you singing it because I don't want the ad money to get taken.
Oh,
the
hair, but that is a heist.
Keep singing.
It's a heist.
Thanks for listening to
Stolen Apple Tree.
Get to the good stuff. Keep going. Jack Skipper. Remember, enjoyed this episode.
Undercover.
I'm so distracted. Please leave a 5-star review and share.
Email good stuff with Jack at gmail.com and subscribe to the Patreon if you want.
A party on the day that I'm die. A party on the day that I die. Not awake. On the day that I die, let's party. What? George Ezra's dead. Yes, party. But on the day that I die, not plan a funeral, have the wake, have a lovely send off. You better throw a party on the day that I die.
Yeah.
I think some bad stuff's going to come out about Ezra. He set himself up as a Thatcher there, hasn't he? When Thatcher died, people ran to the pubs to get a pint. What has Ezra done that's going to come out?
Ding dong.
Ding dong, Ezra's dead.
Fuck's sake. Well, we'll leave it there, shall we?
Yeah, let's go, please.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.